I see. Blocking a busy street is an effective way to get people's attention. They seem to pride themselves on getting arrested. Why is that such an important aspect of how they protest? Carrie says, I see. She understands. And she thinks that blocking a busy street is an effective way to get people's attention. So these are not regulated protests. So a lot of the times if a protest happens, they work in conjunction with law enforcement and government officials, but these ones are just kind of spur of the moment, or they're planned by the group alone. So she thinks that blocking the street is an effective way to get attention. And she also says that they seem to pride themselves on getting arrested. And to pride oneself on something means to take satisfaction, be proud of, or highly value something that a person owns, has done, or is renowned for. So Carrie thinks that this group highly value getting arrested, and she wants to know why that is such an important part about how they protest.
Carrie 就回说呢, I see, 我懂。 Blocking a busy street is an effective way to get people's attention. 就是说呢, 阻挡房门的街道是一个得到就是人们注意的有效方法。 They seem to pride themselves on getting arrested. 就是说他们似乎好像很自豪自己被逮捕。 这边有一个动词片语, pride on something. 就是说以什么为自豪。 Why is there such an important aspect of how they protest? 就说呢,这样的抗议方式为何如此重要呢?
XR thinks that sending emails and non-disruptive protest have no cost to the opposition. If a massive amount of people keep getting arrested, this will cause such a strain on authorities that they will need to come to the table. Jack explains why Extinction Rebellion thinks that getting arrested is so important. And he says that the group believes that sending emails and non-disruptive protest have no cost to the opposition. So even though sending emails and going to planned protest is a good way to show the opposition or the government at large what you believe, there is no real cost to them. So it doesn't make them spend any money, it doesn't make them extend any resources or kind of waste any of their time. And Jack says that if a massive amount of people keep getting arrested, this will cause such a strain on authorities that they will need to come to the table. And a strain is a force or influence that stretches or puts a lot of pressure on something and sometimes causes damage. So if more and more people get arrested, that will cause a lot of trouble to the authorities. So they will have to have a lot of resources deal with that, and they will have to spend a lot of their time dealing with these people, these massive amount of people that got arrested, rather than dealing with other things that they might want to kind of figure out or take on at the time. And that will force them to come to the table. And to come to the table means to meet in order to negotiate or discuss how to resolve a particular problem, issue, or situation. So they think that if the authorities, the government, is having such a problem with all these people getting arrested and they kind of want it to stop, they will be willing to meet with the group and discuss the issue.
Jack 还有接着说呢, SR thinks that sending emails and non-disruptive protests have no cost to the opposition. 就是说呢, 这个组织认为呢, 发送电子邮件或者是一些非破坏性的抗议, 其实对就是反对派来说是不痛不痒的, 就是会让他们就是没有任何的成本或者是不用有任何的代价。 If a massive amount of people keep getting arrested, this will cause such a strain on authorities that they will need to come to the table. 就说呢, 如果呢, 大量的人民持续的被捕呢, 这就会造成就是当局的政府有一个很就是比较沉重的压力, 所以就会进而让他们就是出面谈判。 Strain 在这边是个名词, 就是有负担或者是沉重压力的意思。那另外有一个就是come to the table, 就是有出面谈判,